Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad. Today is Friday, 12th of January, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on January 12th, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 21 points. In the previous trading session, the BSE Sensex advanced 63 points to close at 71,721 levels, while the Nifty 50 was up 28 points to shut shop above 21,600 levels. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to see an immediate resistance at 21,659 levels, while on the lower side, it can take a support at 21,605 levels. Some of the top stocks to watch in today's trading session are TCS and Infosys after the IT firms reported a soft December quarter performance, signaling that the macro environment is tough and their clients are spending cautiously. Infosys net profit dropped 1.7% on a sequential basis, while TCS net profit was down 2.5% quarter on quarter. Revenue-wise, TCS fared better over Infosys as it posted 1.5% growth, while Infosys revenue also came in as a drag as it was down 0.4%. Apart from that, Infosys also cut its revenue growth guidance for the third straight quarter. It now expects its revenue for FY24 to grow in the range of 1.5-2%, revised from the earlier estimate of 1-2.5% growth. TCS, however, did not give any revenue guidance. Secondly, shares of Polycab India will gain focus after the company denied receiving communication from the Income Tax Department regarding the outcome of the search, a day after authorities alleged detection of unaccounted cash sales of 1,000 crore rupees and non-genuine expenses. Thirdly, shares of Tata Power will gather steam in trading session today after the company's unit, Tata Power Renewable Energy, signed a memorandum of understanding with the Gujarat government to develop 10,000 megawatt of renewable energy power projects across multiple sites in Gujarat. So do watch out for these names. Now shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, muted moves were seen in the Wall Street after December's consumer price index came in modestly hotter than economists forecast, with prices up 0.3% on the month and 3.4% from a year ago. As a result, Dow Jones inched up by around 15 points, while the S&P 500 index finished marginally lower and tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index closed at its flat line. A sticky inflation is negative for market participants that is hoping that the interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve are on the horizon. Currently, the markets are pricing in roughly 70% likelihood that the central bank will first lower the interest level at its March meeting. Rest is up to data. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were largely lower this morning, except for Japan, which continued its record-breaking rally. Both the benchmark Nikkei 225 and Topix Index were at their highest levels since 1990, having surged in the past week. The Nikkei popped 2.1% on open before pairing some gains, while the broader index Topix was up 0.5%. In Australia, the S&P 200 index opened 0.3% lower, while South Korea's Kospi slipped 0.1%. Coming to the Voice of the Day segment, we have Dayananda Vaidya of Axis Securities, who shares her take on how banking sector is poised to perform in the December quarter results and what should investors watch out for. Let's listen in.
We view Q3 FY24 performance of banks to be very similar to the trends that were visible in the first half of the year. The systemic credit growth continued to remain buoyant at 20% year-on-year and about 16% YOY ex-HDFC. This growth is largely driven by the retail and SME segment, along with continued recovery in corporate lending. Taking cue from these trends and healthy provisional updates reported by many banks, we expect the credit growth for the banking system to remain healthy. Going forward, we will remain watchful of management commentary on growth, especially in the unsecured segment, given the RBI's regulation on increasing risk weight. This could possibly lead to some moderation in these segments. Deposit growth continues to lag behind credit growth, though the gap has narrowed down to an extent. The systemic deposit growth of 14% year-on-year is largely driven by TDs. Growth in TDs is owing to attractive rates offered by most banks. Resultantly, CASA ratio will continue to take a beating, with TDs registering a faster growth. Limited scope for loan repricing, along with a sharper increase in cost of funds, will continue to pose challenges for NIMs. That said, we believe that the quantum of margin compression could be marginally lower sequentially. We believe NII growth during the quarter will continue to remain muted, with NIMs compressing by 5 to 20 basis points across most banks. However, we believe that HDFC Bank is likely to see a margin improvement from its Q2 lows. Strong business momentum should help support fee income for banks. PSU banks will see elevated OPEX to account for impact of wage revision, while many other private banks will continue to report elevated cost ratios to reflect their ongoing investment phase. As a result, PPOP is expected to remain flattish both on a year-on-year and sequential basis for banks. Asset quality trends do not appear to be worrisome currently. Slippages should remain under control, and asset quality improvement will continue, largely driven by healthy recoveries. Credit costs should remain stable, thereby lending some support to earnings. We believe ROAs for banks are likely to have peaked out and are expected to plateau here on. The focus this quarter will continue to remain on management commentary on deposit mobilization and timeline for NIMs bottoming out. Currently, we prefer the larger banks versus the mid and smaller peers. Our positive plays for the quarter are HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, and SBI.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you in the next trading session at the same time.